I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Hitchhiked away across USA.
Can I kick it? Yes, can I kick it?
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, samples. The echoes of music through generations.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Number one on the chart the summer of 83, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Number 15 the summer of 1998, Praz, Old Dirty Bastard, and Maya.
My eyes are sore, being ascended off behind closed doors, hitting truth to the sea floor. The rich don't know.
They're questions we all wrestle with. What impact am I having? What am I leaving behind? In music, a well-used sample can be transcendent, like a bridge between disparate eras and styles.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Like here with Freddie Scott in 1968.
You're like medicine to me.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
And Biz Markie in 1989.
Would you say he just a friend? Would you say he just a friend? Oh, baby.
Maybe you didn't see the connection before, but done right, the new song helps underscore the universality of music. It highlights the contrasts between the artists, while also revealing, maybe surprisingly, the common ties.
Woman, woman.
From Joe Cocker in 1972,
woman, California, yeah.
To Dr. Dre and Tupac in 1995. In life, sometimes the clarity of the sample is obvious, especially to others. Oh, you're like that because of your mom. You do that because of your dad. From the Tom Tom Club in 1981,
what you gonna do when you get out of jail?
I'm gonna have some fun.
What is just a sweet, sweet
man? To Mariah Carey in 1995. Other times, it's harder to trace the lineage. Imagine your great-great-grandparents meeting you as an adult. Would the recognizable traits jump out? Or would you seem completely foreign?
Well, I told you once and I told you twice.
From the Rolling Stones in 1965. To the Verve in 1997.
It's a bittersweet symphony.
The missing key in this equation? The 1966 orchestral version that the Stones' manager created. In life, as in song, the samples that lurk beneath the surface and weave through the decades can be the most interesting. In 1972, the soft rock group Bread had a hit with a song called Aubrey. The following year, longtime Philadelphia native Grover Washington Jr. did a saxophone version.
And Aubrey was her name.
And that was sampled in 1996 by the hip-hop group Souls of Mischief.
Back, way back, I used to fret that my honey would blame me for one with more pain. Still, it was funny.
The gloves of love, the wisdom teeth are love. What you on about? I feel it in my bones.
2 decades after that, Vampire Weekend fused it all together on their standout record, Modern Vampires of the City.
I can't do it alone.
In music, the sampler-samplee power dynamic can be complicated. But it's formalized. There's consent and royalty payment involved. Or lawsuits.
Doolang, doolang, he's so fine.
Doolang, doolang, doolang,
wish she were mine.
Doolang, doolang, doolang,
my sweet lord.
Like like famously the Chiffons serving George Harrison for using their 1963 hook in his track from 1970.
I really wanna see you.
The dynamic in life is wildly informal, but no less complicated. You don't get to choose your bloodline of origin. For better or worse, it's yours. And the children you create didn't get to choose you. For better or worse, you're theirs. But you do get to try to be the source that you'd like to see sampled in the world. But at a certain point, you know, no matter what you do, where the next generation takes it is out of your control.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
From Monk Higgins in 1968 to Kendrick Lamar 2024, I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.